It's The Naked Scientists with Chris, Dave and Victoria. It's our science phone-in show. And I've got a great email here for you, Vic. This one really made me laugh, actually. It's come from Richard. And he's actually listening in Belgium. And he says, "Hi there, I'm Richard from Belgium. I listen to your podcast when I'm at work," which is, I wonder what his employers would say about that. He says this: "My future mother-in-law has a normal body temperature of 35 degrees. I'm not sure why he's been measuring his mother-in-law's body temperature. But, when she has 37 degrees, she's suffering from a heavy fever. How can it be that some people's body temperature is significantly lower than the 37 degrees that we assume is normal? Could it be that she's evolving back into a reptile?" Nice. Unless he gets on well with his mother-in-law.
Well, we won't get into why you've been taking her temperature, but I think this is about where the temperature is being taken from. Normally with your standard home thermometer, when you're checking if someone has a fever, you'd put it under their tongue or under their armpit. And this is your sort of peripheral temperature. And these are, although these are reasonable estimates of what your core body temperature is, it's still an area of your body that's quite exposed to outside temperatures. So it's going to be slightly cooler. So the more accurate measurement would come from a rectal thermometer, but before you...
On your mother-in-law. It must be a very good relationship with that mother-in-law.
Well, I'm not going to advocate that directly. But also, yeah, before you kind of get carried away there, in the hospitals these days, they use an infrared sensitive thermometer that they, you may have seen these, that they put into the ear and then it beeps and it'll take your temperature pretty much instantaneously. And that's just detecting infrared reflected from the eardrum. And because it's a dark kind of cavernous place, it won't be affected by any of the external infrared, because obviously there's infrared rays bouncing around all around us. So I don't think she's evolving back into a reptile. Sorry about that, Richard.
Although she is a mother-in-law, which means she probably has many of the criteria required to be considered.